Two more people in Onondaga County have died of COVID-19, a man and a woman in their 70s with underlying health conditions. 39 remain in the hospital and 14 are critical. Meanwhile, County Executive Ryan McMahon highlighted some good news in his daily update. The number of cases is the lowest it's been since April 3rd at 236. That's down 43 from Thursday. For the first time, the county released the number of active COVID-19 cases in each community. Several communities have very few or no cases, meaning those earlier cases have recovered. McMahon says that's no reason to be comfortable.
The virus is still here. We had 11 contact cases of community spread. They had people who they were in direct contact with. We had to quarantine those people. We're getting better every day, but this is not time to celebrate the success and not social distance. Let's celebrate success as a community. Let's continue to social distance.
McMahon reminds residents that they are some of the only tools we have to mitigate the spread of the virus and thank them for their help. As the community begins to heal, McMahon says that naturally merits a conversation about when to start reopening parts of the economy. He says he's continuing to meet with other county leaders, public health officials, hospitals, business sectors, and other stakeholders about just when and what to include in phase one of a restart. McMahon says they're working to come up with a plan they can present to the state that answers some key questions for health officials.
Can we track COVID by doing this? Where do you have concerns? I have concerns here. That can't go here. It's got to go later. Okay. We get input from the business community, hospitals. We come up with stuff on paper. Dr. Gupta and her team and her colleagues look at it because it's all about them being able to track COVID-19 in real time. We have the capacity now. Somebody goes to get a test, we're getting a test back 24 hours, right around then. And so if we ever needed rapid testing, we have three hospitals that can give us rapid testing right then and there. So we're getting to a good spot.
But McMahon declined to give specifics about when they're aiming to start reopening and which businesses that might include. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.